Mercado. Now, instead of reporting from Phoenix and Peru, Avantika and I are reporting from Peru and DC. So now we're only an hour apart time zone wise, so not too bad. And yeah, I just finished the first week of my internship out here. It's been crazy. I feel like I've been here for 3 weeks already. It's just been so nonstop. But yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm coming to the end of my trip. So it has been 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks, and my bus back to Lima is tonight. So I need to get all my stuff packed because I haven't started doing that yet, but I have nothing on the agenda for today. I think I'm going to get a massage. So we haven't talked for 2 weeks, and I did get another massage in the last 2 weeks, which was incredible. First of all, so cheap. Second of all, she did an amazing job. And so I was like, I have to go again before leaving. So the last day, the only thing on the schedule is massage and packing my bag, making sure I don't forget anything
We
here.
love the self
And then,
care. We love the self care that has happened on this trip.
No, because speaking of self-care, I also got my nails done this past week because, again, so cheap.
For like
And
the
then I
third
also,
time in your whole life, because you got them done for like prom
exactly.
in high school, when you were in India, and now, right?
Honestly, not even prom in high school. I did those at home. Like, I didn't
Oh,
get them
wow.
done anymore. So, literally, just in India and here are the 2 times that I've got my nails done. And I also got a haircut because it was cheap. And I did need like a little touch up on my ends and everything. And so they
Yes.
did a great job, gave me some nice layers. But yeah, I feel like the last week has just been tying up any loose ends, making sure there's nothing that I wanted to do that I haven't done yet. And then buying a bunch of souvenirs, because that's one thing from Costa Rica that I wish I had more of. Like, I definitely have the pictures and the memories, but in terms of like actual mementos from the place, it's like a bottle cap and a keychain. Like, I barely got anything.
You didn't even get yourself a bracelet.
No, I got myself a shirt. That's literally the only thing I have. And then my scrapbooking thing. So I have like receipts and tickets and stuff, but that's it. And then here, I've got myself a sweatshirt that I'm excited about, and then a bunch of bracelets, and then a bunch of snacks. I kind of like, I love the snacks here because they're so different. And so every week I've been trying a different snack and a different like sweet treat. And so that's been really fun. They have some cool things, like some marshmallow candy stuff and chocolate caramel stuff. And so that's been fun to try all the new different candies and
Are you bringing
snacks
it
that they
back
have.
for your family to try, or mostly for you?
Well, I tried one new one every week, and then the highlights I'm bringing home for my family. So the good
Okay.
ones I bought like a big packet of, and then I'm going to go home and give them to friends and family and stuff. But yeah, I feel pretty content. I'm not too upset about having to leave. I feel like it felt like a month. I did everything that I wanted to, got a whole bunch of clinical experience that I honestly wasn't even expecting. So that was
Did
just
you
like a
ever make
bonus.
it to the beach?
I did go to the beach 3 times, actually.
Oh,
So that
okay.
was fun. The water was too cold to swim, but we saw the sunset. We chilled on the beach, chatted. And then,
Very
yeah, a whole bunch
nice.
of clinical experience,
Did you
traveled
watch
on
a
the
live
weekend.
birth?
I did watch a live birth, so I got to check that one off. Did I tell you about it off
You told
camera
me you were
or?
going to. I don't think you actually told me like about it.
Yeah, I can give a short synopsis because one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life, definitely a highlight of the trip. So I was in the hospital and I asked the gynecologist, I was like, hey, I want to see a birth. Like, is that even possible? And he was like, oh my gosh, you haven't seen one yet? And I was like, no. And he was like, yeah, but you're a med student. Because apparently here, that's like something super easy all med students can see. Because births are happening all the time. So he's like, oh my gosh, yeah, we'll get you in. Like, come follow me. And so we go into the birthing room. First of all, stark difference from the United States in terms of like resources and amenities. There were four moms. So first we go to the hospitalization where the moms already have their baby, but
So
they
this
have to
was
stay there for
immediately.
24
You
hours.
just walk in and ask, and he immediately takes
Yes.
you.
The same
Wow.
day. The same
Wow.
day. Yeah. And so we go into the hospitalization and there's four beds all in one room. And in each bed, there's a mom and the baby sharing the bed together and nothing else in that room. Each mom gets one little side table and that's it. and they have to be there for at least 24 hours. And if there's any complications, they have to stay there longer. And so we go and we check on each of the moms all in a line. He prescribes them like antibiotics for their pain, making sure like he does an examination of like all the parts, making sure everything looks okay after the birth. And then we saw the little babies and like did their blood pressure and making sure they're eating well. And then we go to the birthing room. So this is the labor room, and there's two moms in there, and both of them giving birth in labor at the same exact time. So
That's
like,
crazy.
isn't that crazy? Yeah. So one mom will be like screaming, having contractions, and then like contractions go away. She's fine. The next mom has contractions, so she's screaming and having contractions. And there's like two nurses in there, and the room is so small. There's no room for family. There's no
Why were they doing
chair.
two at once? Is it because there's only one room?
Yeah, because where else are they going to go?
Wow.
They're both having babies at the same time. Yeah.
Maybe
So the
that's as a
robot.
bonding experience also.
I'm sure they're
Giving birth
besties
at the
by the end of
same
it.
time must be like a bonding
Yeah.
experience.
So one thing though, I was like, there's no family members of the patient, but I'm in here. Some like medical student from a different country. How am I even allowed in the room when the father is not allowed in the room? So that was what I was thinking of the whole
Were the
time.
dads not allowed in the room?
No, they were waiting outside. Those
Is
poor
that a
dads.
cultural thing or just practical because there's not space?
Just practical, because I've talked to like some people here who like friends who have given birth here. And she said, she was like, I wish my husband was in the room with me. Like, I would have loved to have someone there, but I was just alone all night giving labor because there was no one there for me. So it's just like so sad to think about. And even like bathrooms and stuff, there's no, like in the US, the mom gets a suite. She gets her attached bathroom. She gets a bed. She gets a chair. Like, all the things here. If you need to use the bathroom, you need to go in the public hospital bathroom that's like two hallways down. So imagine these moms like waddling while in labor, trying to go use the bathroom. Like, it's a mess. And so
That's
I saw
crazy.
these moms in labor for 2 hours because I really wanted to see a birth, right? I didn't want to just see a labor. So technically, I only work from 8 to 12 every day. But this day, I stayed until 2 because I wanted to like see what happens at the end. And so the mom's like in labor, in labor. The doctor comes, checks on her maybe once every 30 minutes. And even that, he just like looks to see if the baby's coming. The baby's not coming. Okay, I'll be back in 30 minutes. And then she's just alone for the other time. So it was like me, the mom in labor, my translator, and then a nurse who kept coming in and out, and the two moms in labor. And so we were just like sitting there waiting. And then finally the doctor comes in and he's like, okay, it's time. Everyone move. And we're like, oh my gosh, where are we going? And so there's a birthing room. And so the mom waddles over to the birthing room. It's right beside the labor room, so she didn't have to walk too far. And then it almost looks like a torture device. It was just a metal chair
The
in the
birthing
middle of the
chair,
room. The birthing chair. Yeah. And so she climbs up on the chair and the doctor's just like, okay, push. And so mom starts pushing. And then they had a whole bunch of people in there. They had like four nurses, two for the baby that's going to come, two for the mom. They had two doctors, like one OB, one gynecologist, and then a whole bunch of interns in there too, like students like me. And so the mom starts pushing. And then it's very intense, very intense. So I don't really know. Like, I've only seen it in movies. I've definitely not seen birth in the States, but I feel like they're nicer. They're like, Mom, you can do it. Like, breathe with me. Like, everything's gonna be fine. Here, it was like, you better push. If you don't push, your baby's not coming out, and there's gonna be complications for your life and your baby's life. So if you don't
Oh
want anything bad to happen, you better push right now. It
my
was like
God.
beat
Not
me alive.
threatening.
Yeah, so scary. I was like fearing. I wasn't even doing anything. I was standing in a corner, but I was so scared. And then apparently, like, mom can't. They kept holding her head back because apparently if like she pushes too hard, the vessels in her eyes can pop. So they were like holding her down, and it was just not a pleasant situation at all. But mom pushes, baby comes out, and then it's like just like how you see in the movies, the first few minutes of like, oh my gosh, the baby needs to cry. Like, we're all waiting for a sound. And then the baby starts crying, and then everything's fine. They put baby on mom's pest. And then this was actually really sad too. Mom kept like lifting her head to look at the baby, but they kept saying, put your head down, put your head down. Like, that's not allowed for whatever reason. I don't know if it was still the vessels or what, but yeah. So mom wasn't allowed to look at the baby. And then they cut the umbilical cord, and it wasn't like a big thing like they have in the States. Like, doesn't get to come in and do it. It was just like doctor snipped it, didn't even tell the mom it happened. And then they set a timer for 15 minutes. And
For the
so the baby's allowed to
placenta.
be, yeah, also the baby's allowed to be on the mom's chest for 15 minutes and then needs to start doing like analyses or exams or whatever to make sure baby's okay too. And so then the placenta comes out, and that thing is way huger than I thought. It is so big, almost bigger than the baby. It was
Yeah,
huge.
because
And like,
isn't it like it's filling a decent amount of space in your stomach.
yeah, and it's full of blood and nutrients and vessels. And so when the thing came out, like I've seen physical representations of it, but now I honestly think those have been deflated. Because I think the physical representations, like if you put a whole bunch of blood and water and like make it a whole big thing, that's what the placenta really looks like. And so it was like, it looked almost like a kidney shape and it was just full.
And it's like a beet, like if you imagine like the texture of a beet,
Yeah,
right? It's like really big and
exactly.
porous.
Exactly. And so then that came out, and then they like put that in a special discarding case. And then at that point, after the 15 minutes was up, they like started measuring the baby and stuff. And so that's when I left. But the whole experience was crazy. Yeah. So I'm super happy that I got to see that. Because in the
Yeah, I feel like
States,
it's way
oh,
more
mom.
stressful. I feel like it's way more stressful in person than like
Oh,
watching it in
yeah.
a movie.
Definitely. Oh, and then I also got to see the doctor put stitches in at the end because there was a
Oh.
vaginal tear. And so she like put local anesthesia in, did the stitches. And that was interesting to watch because obviously I've never
Wow.
seen that either.
That's most people, right? Don't most people tear like at least a little bit?
And so, yeah, that was one of the
Wow.
more cool
Hopefully that
experiences of
wasn't
my
boring to you guys, but that like
life.
is super interesting to me.
Right. And to compare and contrast US versus Peru, I think is the biggest
Yeah.
thing that like everyone can relate to,
Not that
most
you
of our
need all the
listeners.
fancy resources and stuff. I mean, people were giving
Right.
birth in caves. Like you
Exactly.
don't need it
Yeah.
theoretically. It's good to
Right.
have if there's it's really if something goes wrong is when you need all the resources and stuff. But people give birth in their
Exactly.
house, like you're
Yeah.
not.
I will say another cultural thing here is like, especially for women, really embracing pain, or maybe not, that's not the right way to say it. Just like pe making people feel invalid, invalidating their pain, because there's so many times where I've been in the hospital, and like even yesterday, this was literally yesterday, they were trying to put an IV in this woman and it just wasn't working. They couldn't find the vein and they keep poking and poking. And the poor mom, or she wasn't even a mom, the poor lady was just like, ow, like that hurts, saying that she's in pain. But the nurses were literally saying, oh my gosh, this isn't pain. Like, have you even had contractions? Like, this is nothing compared to contractions. And I've heard that many times before. Where they say like, oh, this is nothing. Like, have you had a baby? Having a baby is so much worse.
Oh
Or
my
like
God.
pregnant women will come in and they'll like do some sort of examination where they have to like put one of the cameras up their like vagina to see what's going on. And like, that's a little bit uncomfortable. And the doctor's like, oh no, this is nothing. You just wait till you're having your baby. Then the contractions are so much worse. Like, this is
Oh,
nothing.
invalidating
So
pain
mean.
is crazy.
Exactly. I was like, yikes, that doesn't sound too great. Like that
Oh
poor
my
mom, that
God.
poor patient. Yeah, but
That's
I've heard that
wild.
plenty of times, right?
Well, my week has been exciting, but not that exciting.
Yeah, let's hear about your 9 to 5 office, big girl
Yeah.
job.
So I got here on Sunday at like, by the time I actually got to my apartment, it was like 6 p.m. And then my roommate and her mom got here like just after me, and we all went out to dinner to a really nice Italian place, and it was so good. I will be going back there. I've been thinking about it. It was so yummy. And then we had to be at work at 7 a.m. the next morning. So
Wow.
no time to like settle. I fully unpacked because I love unpacking. So,
All you take is 20 minutes. Literally, it's the first thing you'll do when you get home.
exactly. So I unpacked everything, and was like ready to go the next morning. We were sworn in by the Secretary of State, Mr. Antony
Whoa.
Blinken himself. I met him because I was standing in the second, I was in the second row of the auditorium. And so we came and did like a group photo, and he came and stood right in front of me. And as he was like walking up, he like said good morning to me. So I have met the Secretary of State, which is
That's awesome.
pretty slay.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then it was really just the first Monday, Tuesday was just paperwork and getting set up. I did meet my boss and like my team. And I'm in the Office of Public Affairs and Public Diplomacy. So that's like communicating to like the world and the hemisphere, especially because I'm in Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, what programs that the US is doing and like what our diplomats are doing in like the overseas posts, and at like we have American centers and stuff like that. American spaces, what they're called. So like communicating that. So I have like two projects I'm already working on. Wednesday we had the day off because it was Juneteenth. So I took that as like a tourist day. So I went and walked the whole National Mall loop. I only went into the Library of Congress and the Lincoln Memorial though, which are at the opposite ends of the mall. It was so hot. This is not as
Ooh.
bad humidity as I've experienced, but it's still bad. And it's like a heat wave this week too. So like I can do like 80s and humid, but like 90s and humid is suffocating.
That's
It's
just
like, yeah,
unbearable.
it's in a swamp. It's not as bad as like Florida though. I'll say like I've been in more oppressive humidity before. Like this is not the worst. So anyway, yeah, I went and did that
It's so
absolutely stunning.
funny. Sorry, I've been talking to people in Arizona and you, and everyone's like, it's so hot, it's so hot. But I legit forgot it was summer because I'm still wearing jeans and
Because
jackets
you're
and
in
I'm cold.
winter. You're in winter.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be a big shock when I come back home and going to have like the 9,500 degree weather. But I'm low key kind of looking forward to it because I'm getting cold here. Like I'm ready for some actual sun.
That
But
would be
yeah, keep
nice. So yeah, it was very hot, but we got some gelato, and so that was good. I went with one of the other interns. I'm living in Navy Yard, which is the south. So DC is like a diamond shape, and I'm in the
going.
bottom right, like angle of the diamond. And so it's like a 35-minute commute for me to work. But anyway, most of the interns either live in Virginia across the river, or they live really close to work. But like there were four of us that were like extras, and so we're down here in Navy Yard, which is a nice area if you're in like Navy Yard, but we're in South Navy Yard. So it's a little sketchier. There are constantly sirens.
Yay.
But we have like a fire department right here, and there's a marine barracks. So I see the marine guys walking around all the time. So it's like I don't feel unsafe, like it's good. And I get woken up by the Star Spangled Banner being played every morning, which is crazy.
So
And at
wild.
sunset, they do at sunset they do the bugle call, like ba ba da ba 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 ba. I kid you not. I kid you not. At sunset every day, and then
Beautiful.
yeah, it's weird. It's so patriotic. True.
I know. Wow. Star
So I'm like, I
Spangled
don't know if
Banner.
this is like them practicing or like what it is, but I live like literally across the street from wherever they do that. So I get to hear it in
Wow.
the morning. My apartment is
So
very, very
amazing.
nice. Also like all paid for by the Department of State. And I just have one roommate. So we have separate bedroom, bathroom, and then a shared living room. And we're in like an apartment hotel.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's nice,
Nicer
nice. Like
than
you have a
anywhere I've ever
view.
lived. I'll say that for sure.
Right. Yeah.
So we got very, very lucky. And I'm happy too, because like a lot of the other interns do have single rooms, but it's like a hotel room, and they have like a tiny kitchenette. So like I like having more space. Like we have a full living room, full kitchen, washer, dryer. Like, so it's really, I'm doing laundry right now for the first time. Hopefully I don't flood my
Nice.
apartment. So really nice. And then Thursday was finishing up getting paperwork done, but it was like my first like half day of work. Oh, Wednesday after I walked the mall, I went to a Nationals game, so a baseball game, because they were playing the D-backs, which was
Oh,
totally
fun.
coincidental. I just wanted to go, and I looked at the schedule, and they were playing the D-backs, and I was like, well, I have to go, even though I hate baseball. So I went, and it was
Who
hot and
won?
sweaty. We lost, which is
Oh,
crazy
boo.
because the Nats are bad, and the D-backs were in the World Series last year, so that's
Oh,
unfortunate.
true.
Don't know what that's about, but yeah, that was unfortunate. We were winning, and then like I don't know, the amount of like innings that were just strikeout after strikeout, it was really just something.
I'm not a big fan of baseball. There's
Yeah,
definitely more exciting game.
I may go again just because my apartment's super close, because the literally it's one metro stop away, or like a 10-minute bus to the stadium. So I probably won't go, and it's really cheap. Tickets were $9.
Oh, not bad at all.
Yeah, so I'm sure I'll get dragged to another one, especially like yesterday we had a intern welcome for my bureau, because there's 10 of us in my bureau and then we're in separate offices. And when I said, everyone said we're like where they're living, and I said I was in Navy Yard, and the supervisor was like, oh, so that means like pregame at her place before the games. And I was like, before the Nats games. I was
Everyone
like,
knows.
I mean, I might just never leave the pregame. Everyone can
We'll
come
make
over and then
the
leave.
pregame
Yeah.
the
So,
actual game.
yeah, we'll see.
How's like your eating situation? Like you have to do your own groceries, cook your own food, that kind of thing.
So I'm getting paid, so that's I actually won't get paid for like 3 more weeks, because we got here on the beginning of a pay period, but like because of paperwork, I don't think we'll get paid until the next one. I hope maybe I'm wrong, because it's DC's really expensive. It's like California prices out here.
Oh, I bet.
So maybe not as bad as California. I'd say somewhere between Arizona, California. But more expensive. And actually, shockingly, Trader Joe's is not as expensive as Arizona. From my rem like, I don't go to
Interesting.
Trader Joe's in Arizona, but what I remember prices being, it's cheaper here, which is really interesting.
Nice.
And that's our closest grocery store. So I did go to Safeway, but Safeway felt really expensive. So like, honestly,
Interesting.
Trader Joe's might be the move. And then I'm getting like all organic stuff all the time, which is good. So yeah, I'm responsible for all the meals a day. We have a cafeteria and like mini food court at work. It's a huge building. The Department of State is a like a entire city block, like 9 floors and a basement. Like it's big. So we have a gym in the basement and a post office and a Starbucks and 2 gift shops and then the cafeteria and then all the offices. We have a library, an entire
That's so
library.
interesting.
Yeah, so it's really big. Yeah, so it's been, and yeah, yesterday was like my first full day of work. And then after work, I went to the Kennedy Center to see Danny Ocean. He was doing a benefit concert for World Refugee Day, because he was a refugee from Venezuela. And he just like stopped in the middle of his like Mexico tour and came and did that, which is really cool. And it was so like intimate and special. I loved it. Because he's such a talented performer. So it was, yeah, he sounds exactly like he does in person. So I've been meaning to go and see him in a concert eventually. So that was really nice to be able to do it for free. And then I went out for the first time with a group of interns, and it was really good. So I've been having a great time so far. Been planning out what I'm doing. I'm like hosting people and traveling 5 weekends in a row at this
That's where you
point.
thrive.
So
It's you're living your best life.
exactly. I'm this like weekend is like my decompress time for sure. Like I might go to like a few museums or something. I don't know. It's just such a hassle to go all the way into
I
town too.
know.
It's like if I wish I lived like more centrally for sure. I might explore my area honestly, because I've like walked I live right on the main street, like in Navy Yard that has like it's the historic district. But there's like some like Navy museums, and I haven't gone to the river yet. I literally can see the river from my window, and I haven't done that. So maybe that like this evening I'll go on a walk or something. So yeah,
How's
it's
the
been.
transportation? Like easy to navigate,
Not
confusing?
as good as Europe, I would say. The buses come on time better, and they're like and they come more often. I will say that's helpful. The metro, the signage on the metro is not good. Like when there's lines that switch, there aren't like in Europe, there's the signs like go this way to get to this line. No, you just have to figure it out. So like I had to do this on my first day, like from the airport to get to my apartment, I had to switch lines with, and I was carrying my suitcases and everything, but
Oh man.
so the signage just isn't great. Also, the doors take so long to open. Like you just like it parks and it literally takes 30 seconds for the doors to open. And you're like,
Weird.
talk about
You know,
time
like if you add up the
inefficiency.
time, exactly, they're probably wasting like hours by the end of the
Exactly.
day, the
Which
amount of times
apparently
those
they're
doors open
faster than
for
they
you.
used to be because the doors are
Yeah.
open for a shorter amount of time. I'm like, but you're sitting on the platform for still a really long time because you're sitting there with the doors closed. Like, make it make
Yeah.
sense. So,
Weird.
but other than that, the metro comes very often and frequently, and I can take three lines into
Oh, man.
town. So that's really nice. I can take any metro, which is great. So yeah,
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be back in a walkable city with good public transportation.
For sure. And then do you just get a pass? Like you buy a monthly pass and that's all your metro passes, or you have to
I
pay for
didn't get a
each?
monthly one. I just got one that I load with money. And then I'm
Oh,
just
okay.
using it as needed, but I'm gonna get a transit subsidy from work. So
Oh,
they'll give me like $180 a month.
that's solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's pretty in budget, nothing too expensive.
Yeah, honestly, the food situation is the most expensive part. And I'm like, because the cafeteria is like expensive at work, so I'm gonna pack my lunch. So I bought lunch 3 out of 4 days this week, and then I packed my lunch yesterday for the first time because yeah, I on Thursday I wasn't gonna get to a fridge quick enough, and I didn't want my food to like go bad, so it was a whole thing. But it's been great. I really like my boss and my team. Everyone is really nice. The projects I'm working on are interesting. I'm kind of just rotating through the whole office, so yeah, I'll get to work on like several projects and it'll be really good. But yeah, I'm very excited. Super happy to be here. I feel like I'm in my element. So
Sure. No, it sounds so exciting. And 10 weeks is a good amount of time
it
too, that I
is.
think you're really going to be able to get like a full experience out of it.
Exactly. And it's like the longest I've been in the United States, not in Arizona.
Oh, that's such a good point. Yeah.
And it's like it's weird to like be gone from home so long but still be in the US, 'cause like I've
Right.
never done that before.
You've
Like I've
only been
never
in a different country.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think the longest I've ever spent not in Arizona is like a week for
Honestly,
like a
same, like probably
vacation.
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks if you want to stretch it. And then you always come back home.
So it's like, yeah, crazy, crazy,
Yeah.
but very, very happy to be here. It's really cool. It's like, and it's not like a culture shock or anything. Like, East Coast is different, but like, compared to a different country, this is nothing
Yeah.
adjustment-wise.
Right. You're still speaking the same language at the end of the
Yeah.
day.
And people are surprisingly nice and down to earth. Like, I really, at the Department of State, like, it's such a good culture. Like, I think it's not, competitive, cutthroat. Like everyone's just trying to get ahead and like be better than everyone else. Like everyone is very down to earth, which I very much appreciate because I was worried about that. Like, the top, like the kind of like Barrett kind of environment. Like I was worried about that, but it wasn't bad at all. Hasn't
That's
been.
good. Yeah, not too competitive. Jumping back to 2 weeks ago, we went on a weekend trip to Huaraz, which is a small little city, more of a hiking city. There's lots of lagoons there. Lagoons, lagunas?
Lagoons.
Lagoons. And we did this hike, and the altitude is super high. So that was something that we had to get adjusted to. So the first day we went there, we just kind of explored the city, walked around a bit. But then 2 out of the 5 people in our group got sick. So then they had to go home. Like altitude sickness slash maybe food poisoning, we're not 100% sure. And then the next day we woke up at 4 in the morning to go on this big hike up to Lagoon 69. And so it took 3 hours to climb up. I was exhausted because first of all, being in like the thin air just makes it so hard to breathe. And it was really, really steep. But we made it up. The view was totally worth it. We got lots of really pretty pictures. And even the entire way up, it was nice because there was like waterfalls and fields and valleys, like so many things to be watching as you were hiking up as well. And then we spent some time up there. We packed a lunch, so we had some pizza. And then we did a 2 hour hike back. And on the hike back, I met some people from Canada who were doing an
Oh.
internship in in Peru. And so I talked in English with them for a little bit. And so that was nice. And
Oh, how are you
they're
feeling
all.
about your Spanish, by the way? I was going to ask, do you feel like you're back up to like Costa Rica level?
Yeah, I think comprehension is definitely there. Like I'm able to comprehend, I'd say 90% of what's going on around me at basically all times. But then verbally speaking, I feel like I've been stuck. Like I don't think I progressed much in terms of my own speaking abilities here. Like I in the hospitals, yes. So there's like very few things in the hospitals. Like I'm really good at introducing myself. I'm really good at talking about the US medical system. I'm good about asking like medical questions or asking a patient like some patient history stuff. But then like other general stuff, I think I've really been at the same level. Like I don't know if it's because I didn't practice too much while I was here, or like it takes, I don't know, it takes longer to make it past that next barrier. But I don't know, I'm like content at where I'm at. You always wish you're at a higher level though. And so I'm definitely always striving to get better, but I
Interesting.
think my speaking stayed about constant.
I think
Yeah.
it's also hard because you do hit a wall of like you can communicate, and so you're not doing like complex
Exactly.
grammar structures or anything, like which
Right.
some of that can come from exposure, but you almost have to consciously like pay attention to people using them and copy them. Like that's how I found the best way to like make sure I'm actually improving is paying close attention to how people talk and mimicking. That's like one
Yeah,
of
I
my
think
hacks.
it definitely takes more effort. You can't passively listen, or you can't passively talk. Because I think, yeah, I think you explained it really well. Because right now I'm passively talking. I know how to say things in the most simple way there is to say it, and people understand what I'm saying. But if I want to sound more like a native, I'm going to have to start using more complex sentence structure. The grammar is a big part of it. But my vocab has gone up. I feel like I've
That's
learned
very
a lot.
good.
Yeah.
That's very good. Okay, we're about to time out because we have talked about so much. So very quickly, if we want to do Song of the Week.
Yeah, and then we'll wrap it up from there. Do you have anything in mind?
I need to look at my Spotify quickly. What about you?
Let me brainstorm.
Oh, Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter. Easy. That's her new song that's like super, super catchy. And have definitely been loving that, me and every other person that listens to her, to
Okay.
the radio.
Oh, yesterday I found out that Justin and Hailey Bieber are having a baby.
You just found
And
out?
I just found out. Yeah, they announced it in like May, and I just
They
realized
did.
yesterday.
They did.
So in honor of their to be baby, I'll choose a Justin Bieber song. Not even because I've been listening to him, just because I haven't been listening to any songs. I know. What's a Justin Bieber song? Holy? We'll go with that one.
I'm really impressed with you that you even remembered the title of a Justin Bieber song. Also, I do think it's so funny that like as a musician, you just don't listen to music. Like you listen to the radio in your car and you listen to the country station and then you don't listen to music all the time. Like compared to people who literally anytime they're not doing something like where they need to
Totally.
be hearing, they are listening to me. Like that's Tyler. He like all day he has headphones in.
Yeah. No, and I like listen to podcasts every once in a while, but I'm not a big podcast girly either. I guess I'm just a silence girly. Like, I don't listen to.
Apparently. I think it's because you're a sleeper. I think it's because you sleep. That's
In
what
all
you
my free
do.
time.
That's what you do when you don't need to be listening.
I guess so. Who knows? Yeah, but I guess I don't need to be stimulated that much. I have things going on already.
So anyway, thank you for tuning into an episode. Hopefully that was enjoyable and not us just talking about what we like to talk about. And we will talk to you soon with an update, hopefully with a guest. We still, if anyone wants to be a guest, please let us know because we've gone through most people that we know at this point. So,
All right. Well, we will see you guys next time.
bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.